other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to my first live transmission of 2009. You have founded the front lines in the info war, the fight for liberty and the future of humanity. You have found the GCN Radio Network and the Alejandro Jones Radio Show. It is the second day of January 2009. 2009, that will take some getting used to. No doubt this week I'm going to slip up and say 2008 a few times. It is December, it is January, it is February, it is March, it is April. You know, before we know it, it will be 2010. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us. It is the first live transmission of 2009, January 2nd, 2009. I'm saying that over and over again to get myself mentally prepared for the new year that we have just entered into. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Israel preparing for a massive ground assault into Gaza, that area roughly twice the size of the District of Criminals in D.C. Masses of tens of thousands of troops and tanks and artillery, attack helicopters and fighter bombers have been bombing. They're now into day number, seven? It'll be day number eight tomorrow. We have India and Pakistan still continuing to mass troops along the Kashmir border and other disputed regions between the two nuclear powers. We have mainstream news, world leaders, bank chairmen, all coming out simultaneously saying we're in a depression so they can further destroy confidence and implode the economy so they can consolidate the wealth and then pose as saviors, offering their world government and world taxation as the solution. What a way to start the new year, ladies and gentlemen, with all of this unfolding. And we have Barack Obama now only 19 days and counting until he is El Presidente. And with all of this military buildups and wars and rumors of wars going on, and the economy in free fall, flatlining, with all of the incredibly serious issues taking place, the police state unfolding, what is the mainstream media focused on today? Oh, my gosh, Barack Obama isn't allowed to move in early to one of the executive auxiliary White Houses, and his children are being abused and may not be able to start school at their elite private school. Hey, I thought you loved socialism and government brainwashing camps, Obama. Why don't you put your children in that? I mean, what a diversion. Because the media, the controlled corporate press, gives you the false left and false right flavors of Kool-Aid, but they're all spiked with the New World Order brainwashing cyanide to the soul and the psyche. See, they can't have Obama and Bush look like they're fighting with each other to keep the false left-right paradigm propped up, the false illusion that there's a choice, because they're both pro-war, pro-police state, pro-open borders, pro-gun control. I mean, on every issue, NAFTA, GATT, expansion of the SPP, North American Union integration. So they have to have a public fight between the Republicans and Democrats on issues of no significance, like, oh, the White House isn't letting Obama move in early. When in reality, they have passed off the baton perfectly to each other, and Obama is continuing the entire New World Order agenda with just simply a few new talking points, and they've adjusted their rhetoric slightly to, again, fool the public. And it was the same thing under Clinton. They couldn't go after him in Congress for missile secrets of the communist Chinese or high treason or police state or any serious issue like Waco, because Republicans were all involved as well. So they went after him for Monica Lewinsky, an isolated little issue. So another example of the mind control that is going on out there. IDF steps up Gaza's strip airstrikes. Israel moves forward and sends more troops to Gaza. The Economist magazine says U.S. in a depression, not a recession. Stay with us. It's all coming up.
Tis the season to be healthy. Will the law being forced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
when
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols. From a doctor you can trust.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the maiden voyage, the kickoff, the initiation of a new broadcast transmission year against tyranny here on the tip of the spear in the fight against the New World Order. Thank you so much for joining us today, the second day of January 2009. All right, here is the stack of news I have, and I'm going to just read through some of these headlines and then get into it in more detail. We have Bob Chatman joining us in 1 hour to take your phone calls and break down what's happening with the economy. The Israeli Air Force steps up Gaza Strip airstrikes as the Israeli Defense Force prepares to invade Gaza, and they are saying that that is now in the cards. Well, I think clearly it is as they build up a massive infantry and armor force preparing to pour in, and as the Israelis dance for the cameras in some type of ancient victory dance or war dance. That's actually in the New York Times. Israel sent more troops to the Gaza border, rapidly moving forward with preparations for a possible ground offensive, the next stage of its military assault on the coastal territories Hamas rulers. Israel rebuffed calls by world leaders for a truce, and Hamas also was called to the ceasefire. So we'll get more into that coming up. The Economist reports, this is a top story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson has done an integrated analysis of the article and links to it. The Economist, U.S. in depression, not recession. Another report here out of Al Jazeera Television. Gulf states agree on monetary union. Now, a monetary union is a political union. That's how the European Union basically operates. Some can deny the European Union exists. They can also deny that the planet exists, but it does exist, and the African Union exists, the Asian Union exists, the Mediterranean Union exists, the European Union exists, the Russian Federation exists, and the North American Union publicly has been in existence since 1994 with NAFTA and GATT. That was a North American Union agreement and is in the document. Now they're just expanding the control. Gulf states agree on monetary union. Gulf Arab states will maintain their 2010 deadline for a single currency. The Secretary General of the Gulf Cooperation Council has said, get more into that, but I know most of the listeners of this show are in reality and read and research and are aware that there are 10 global unions now publicly being merged into the super world government. And the head of the Kissinger Group wrote a book about it this year in the Washington Post, trumpeted the book Superclass. We had Rothkopf on, you know, saying we're under world government with 6,000 bureaucrats, 6,000 minions of the banks running it. That's what he put the elite at, you know, high-level servants of the elite at 6,000. Less than 20 families own it. Doesn't matter, again, of the Financial Times of London, the Wall Street Journal, all announced we're under world government, and that now the private central banks will control the 10 global regions. They can put it in 100 newspapers a week. I mean, I told you 3 weeks ago when that Financial Times of London article came out, you could Google New World Order in Google News, not web, news, and it was 5,400-plus news articles. So when I say hundreds, I mean I looked at more than 200 in a week period. I mean, I would just click on them, and read. World government's good. World government's loving. World government's the answer. Yes, we kept it secret from you. It's for your own good. The bankers want to save you. Don't worry. You'll pay your carbon tax to them. They'll save the earth. And then meanwhile, I still get emails saying I'm a liar. None of this exists. Now, most of those are operatives. And I look at on our YouTube videos people post and on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the comments, you'll see them. They'll go in there and say, Alex is a liar. There's no New World Order. He's a liar. There's no government-sponsored terrorism. Everything's fine. Now, those individuals, there's no way those are people in denial. There's no way they're on YouTube and Infowars 24 hours a day posting this stuff. I mean, they've got to be operatives. I mean, the Pentagon admits they have tens of thousands. The feds have hired hundreds of thousands off and on. Bloggers and disinfo people and fake newscasts. I mean, that's all admitted. There's been congressional reports on it. We've had guests on that have covered it. But still, to really see them doing it, I mean, to know that bureaucrats and troops and PR firms sit there and are proud of themselves to go out and try to suppress the American people and say none of this exists so that the people won't wake up and fight back against having total control of our nation taken over, losing our liberty, our sovereignty, our freedom. It's so mind-boggling. And all the FBI training manuals and state police training manuals and the federal marshal training manuals that we've gotten a hold of and posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com over the years, the FBI terror flyers, they put out, 45,000 of in Phoenix alone, in surrounding cities like Tucson, saying gun owners are terrorists, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists, the public law enforcement magazines that constantly say it. I mean, I rarely will be in a 7-Eleven and I'll just pick one up, open it up, and the first thing I read is, if you see somebody with a Get Us Out of the UN sticker on their car, go ahead and arrest them, and police chiefs, support your officer, think of something to keep them in jail, this person's a terrorist. And then we have the Violent Radicalization Act. They're very close to passing in Congress on C-SPAN, showing architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth next to Al-Qaeda training videos and saying, we have to shut these groups off the web. I mean, it's on record. This is all really happening. And then they openly announce world government while the FBI manuals say, we're insane, it doesn't exist, and we're terrorists if we say it exists, when it's on the news. You know, this weekend, last weekend, I was studying re-education tactics that the Soviets used, that the communists used in Cuba, that they used in the Maoists use in China. I was looking at Pinochet's re-education camps, and I was studying the stuff that goes on at Camp X-Ray, where they torture you for 5, 6, 7 years until you'll confess. And I wrote some notes. I wrote like 3 pages of notes last weekend on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day yesterday. I just couldn't stop working. I couldn't stop thinking about the New World Order and how desperate things are and how I want to warn people. And that's a normal response when you know that this type of evil is going on, that we don't have a choice. We've got to fight it. We've got to try to stop it. And then, so I'm thinking about re-education camps. I'm thinking about all of this and the way they re-educate people, the way they brainwash them. And yesterday, at about 11 o'clock, I go in to my garage, get on the treadmill, turn on Showtime. And I didn't write a note on this. I believe the name of the film was In the Land of the Blind. And it was all about a fictitious country with brainwashing camps. And it's kind of like a 1984 redo, but with new names to make it fresh. And they're in there torturing this guy. And it's all about mass psychosis, mass mental illness. You know, they come in one day and torture him and say, you're going to confess to this, this, and that. And then they come in the next day and say, you're not even who, you know, you think you are. This is your real history. And they give him some fake history. And he, of course, was a member of the secret police early on in the revolution and a hero. And then he doesn't want to go along with the mass executions and torture camps. He won't sign the loyalty oath, so they grab him and take him to this torture facility. And it ends up he's there for 20-something years. And then new governments come in, and, you know, the same thing continues, and they keep him in the re-education camp. And I was watching the movie for like an hour on the treadmill, and I thought to myself, I don't think people watching this on Showtime understand that it's even worse than what they're seeing in this fictitious movie, that reality is far worse. And there were so many facets to it. I mean, the fact that the jail guard types that love to torture people, that relish having someone cornered, that relish being able to get away with humiliating people, and who relish them writhing around in their own blood and pain, or who relish them strapped down to operating tables being tortured. And just how corrupt government and tyranny allows the worst, most venomous, most delusional, most sickening people to get into control and then to have their way and form the world in the image of their dark souls. So later I want to try to get into that. Separately, in the news I've been going over here, there's a new rumor out. You know, they had one 3 or 4 months ago that went on for 6 months, and I was accused of being a government agent for not going along with it and not talking about it and saying it was all real, that giant flying saucers were going to land in Alabama. And then when those giant flying saucers didn't land in Alabama, the media could point at the American people and then, you know, say, oh, look, the flying saucer didn't land, and the troops were not under martial law. You'll mix that in together. And every few months, the same parties come out and say that nukes are going to be set off, and they always give an exact date. And what this does is it gets everybody to basically just be so confused by all the fog of propaganda that they never take all the real issues seriously. And there's a new one out that January 21st or 22nd, Israel or the U.S. are going to be nuked. Now, also, a lot of these rumors come from the FBI, the CIA, Mossad, MI6, MI5, because they're always putting out, you know, they'll say, very credible report that terrorists are going to attack next week. You know, they're going to attack Times Square. They're going to attack New Year's Eve. So we got to have troops on the streets. So then that's used as a way to condition the public. Everybody's tuned into Times Square, like they're tuned into the Super Bowl or Kentucky Derby. And there are the troops milling around with machine guns, searching citizens' bags. And then the terror attack doesn't come. We'll talk about the psychological warfare aspect when we get back.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
So many big corporations, royal families, robber barons, the wealthy of the world, want world government. Well, it's real simple. These people have more money than they could ever, quote, spend. They control the central banks that issue the currency, the credit, that control world commerce. It's all about control. They need to be the government. They need to have control of government. And then they can amass even more power and control themselves and play God and make everybody live according to the edicts that they put out. And throughout history, the worst people, the most cunning, the most vicious, the most deceptive, the most diabolical tend to get into power about 99% of the time. And I know I talk about that a lot because that's just history and that's just facts. And it is just a huge insult to anyone who knows history, anyone who has common sense, to have the media and the corporate-controlled media, who openly is owned by the establishment, who've shown themselves to be completely wicked, telling you, no, there's no corruption, we're good and sweet, and you know we have your best interest at heart, when they clearly don't. And when we come face-to-face with something so monstrous, so huge, so diabolical, the average person, because we're not of that ilk, just has trouble dealing with it. We're like an organism. You know, let's say we're like a kangaroo in Australia that's been isolated on that island for eons. And then another marsupial is introduced that has similar genetics and is carrying a disease, and it wipes out half of the kangaroos. Or in a real case, the Australian rat has almost been completely wiped out by the European brown rat, because of the diseases it brought that particular European rat had immunity to, but the indigenous rat in Australia didn't. Well, it's the same thing to political ideas and political systems. The United States has had corruption problems, certain key minority groups being abused and used, but in the general system, the Anglo-Saxon system, they would not allow tyranny against their own people. And it was not as accepted as it has been in other parts of the world in all other cultures. So for that limited space of time, we had a modicum of liberty and freedom, and incredible wealth and ideas and ingenuity was turned loose, because you didn't have a tiny cloistered elite controlling information, controlling technology, being able to suppress populations. That's why when the Black Plague hit in 1640s or whenever it was, right around that time, and wiped out about half of Europe and much of the elite, the bureaucracy of the Dark Ages broke down, and then local towns and cities were finally able actually have a little bit of freedom. I mean, if you tried to build a new windmill, they'd say you were a witch for having a new system, and they'd kill you, because there'd be one family in the town who was under the nobles' control, who had an old windmill system, and they didn't want competition, and so they just say you were a warlock because you invented something new and kill you. Or let's say you studied the moon, you studied the stars, you studied math. They would just say you were a warlock and kill you or put you on house arrest because they were threatened. There was a monopoly of serfdom. And that's the biggest issue of why we don't want to live under tyranny, a system where you've got to be FCC approved to have a radio show. And then they politically go after who they don't like. You know, that's a less extreme model of what you see in the old Soviet Union and China today. And more they're setting that up here in the United States, where they want to come in, shut down, regulate, control the web. You know, first they say, well, you can't say that there was not a Holocaust, or you can't even question the Holocaust. Now, again, I'm not even wading in on that debate. I'm saying they take something that sounds reasonable to the public, and then they set a precedent with that. And now they're saying in Europe and the U.S., we need to pass laws that if you deny global warming, you get arrested. That's being proposed in Congress. They're passing laws like that in Europe. And then pretty soon, oh, you can't criticize Israel's attack on Gaza. That's anti-Semitic. And so YouTube France has been banning any videos that criticize it. Well, they want to try to bring those same filtering systems here. And there's so many examples of these attempts where you know, take in East Germany or in the Soviet Union, you had to be approved to be a playwright. And only limited little plays could be on. And the fat cat nobodies, you know, the bureaucrats, the secret police would sit in the front row and demand to have sex with a starlet. And if she didn't have sex with them, she would never be on the stage again. You know, that's how all of this works. Sick nobodies with no talent other than getting in control of government, ruling over everyone and having their butts kissed. It's disgusting.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Transmission, first broadcast of 2009. Thank you for joining us, January 2nd.
We got sweet kids again. We got harmonious time. The living song of love that ever has been sung.
You know, while I'm listening to this song, I'm watching a video clip of Barack Obama on gun control, i.e. victim disarmament, enslavement of the people. And the public is finally going back and reading his handwritten notes on bills that he wrote when he was a state senator from Illinois, where he wants absolute, complete, total gun ban of, quote, civilians in this military dictatorship. And now he's not really backpedaling. He's saying, well, I mean, I'm not saying we can unilaterally ban all guns right at once, but we've got to have reasonable restrictions. And he says reasonable is the D.C. gun ban. You can own absolutely no firearm of any type in the District of Criminals. And last night, I mean, I knew he was anti-gun. I'd read his votes in the U.S. Senate, in the Illinois Senate. I had studied Obama. I knew it. But last night, for about 2 hours, I mean, I can't stop. All I do is study this information. I have a huge stack of notes I wrote that I want to go over. And the frustration is there's so much proof, and I've got 6 or 7 YouTube clips that are all about 10 minutes long with all of his flip-flopping and deception and the actual bills he passed or lobbied for. I've got a video clip of Biden saying that he was shown a YouTube clip during a debate. A lot of you probably seen it, with the person holding up his semi-automatic M16, his AR-15, saying, "You're not going to take my baby, are you?" And Governor Richardson says, "No, I'm not going to take your baby." And Biden looks totally shocked and says, "Yes, you shouldn't be able to own that gun. You need to have it confiscated, and please don't come after me with it." And he's physically shaken by it, because as a bully, as a criminal, as a murderer, as a 9/11 complicit operative with General Mahmoud Ahmed, meeting with him on the day of 9/11, the money being wired from Muhammad Atta, all of it, he starts bragging. He goes, I authored the assault weapons ban. And he's just, I mean, the video, I'm going to play it during the live PrisonPlanet.tv transmission coming up in a couple hours. He is completely just taken aback and shocked and freaked out by a slave that would hold up his AR-15 on a YouTube clip. He was one of the CNN YouTube reporters. And his whole instinct is, this is horrible. We've got a slave that's armed because now we can't have our way with him. And then Biden implies the guy's going to come after him with the rifle. But then Biden loves the SWAT teams and armored police and openly saying that they want to use troops against the American people. And openly saying, well, we support reasonable gun control. And then they go on to say reasonable is a total gun ban. They support the Chicago gun ban and the District of Columbia gun ban and the New York City gun ban. Which, of course, then in one of these clips, Obama goes on to say, well, I mean, we've got to have sensible gun control. Look at Chicago. Look at my old state Senate district. You know, they have dozens and dozens of murders every week with guns, as if the guns did it. Well, absolutely. Chicago has the highest crime rate in the country on average, year to year. Sometimes they're second place, sometimes third place, but on average, it is the most crime-ridden city in the country. Mafia-run. And, of course, a mafia-run city. Not bashing Chicago. They're great folks. I like the people up there. My cousin lives up there. They love us on the radio up in Chicago. We've, over the years, had quite a few affiliates up there. But the people know. That's why they identify with this radio show, because they're not stupid. They've lived under it. And you've got this mafia don-run city for over 100 years where they have disarmed the people, and then every criminal in the nation basically moves up there to the point of it's just war in the streets because the citizens are, quote, law-abiding and won't arm themselves. You know, there's been famous cases, quite a few of them, of people, Million Mom Marchers and others. I always call it the 100 Bureaucrat March because that's normally what it is. Every time they have them in Austin, it's like 100 well-known bureaucrats trying to, you know, push disarming their quarry, their would-be prey, the people. Parasites that know what they're doing is unpopular, knowing that rebellion's in the wind. So they have the instinct to disarm their slaves, their prey. Just like a bank robber comes into a bank and says, hands up to the security guard and takes his gun away. I mean, you know, they're robbing us. They come in, they say, hands up, give us the gun so they can have their way. But there's a lot of famous cases where Million Mom Marchers and others would stick a sign or in their yard or on their house saying this is a gun-free zone, and then they get robbed because criminals driving around who want to steal your jewelry, steal your computers, steal your silver, you know, whatever it is, they go around looking, and that's why home invasions, depending on which federal or state number you look on, are more than 30 times higher in New York City. 30 times in Chicago. Everybody gets broken into there. It's just ongoing, being robbed. Because they know, 9 times out of 10, when they go in your house, you're not going to be armed. And so they have home invasions while you're there. Here in Texas, or Florida, or Arizona, or Vermont, they will wait. They will watch. They will case. They will wait till everybody goes to work. They will watch. They will, and then they will go in and rob you. But that's not how it is in places like Chicago, places like New York City, because they know they've got disarmed slaves in there that can't defend. And it's just another class of criminal. You've got the government class of criminal, the more intelligent psychopaths and sociopaths that know how they can get into positions of power and then more safely carry out their operations against the public. And then you've got the on-the-street criminal. You know, advertising that you're armed, advertising, it's like a porcupine saying, don't tread on me. And the wolves, the coyotes, leave them alone. Porcupine's a little creature, but a grizzly bear won't come over and attack it. It may do it one time, but it learns its lesson, getting those quills in its snout. I mean, that's why I advertise the fact that right here I got a 45 Kimber. To my left and to my right I got a 357 Magnum. Taurus. Because I want it on record. And other folks in my office have concealed carry. I want it on record that you come here to do violence, you come here to steal, you die. It's just that simple. No ifs, ands, or buts. You come here to do harm to me, you die. Or you better believe one of us is going to die. You pull a gun out, you pull a knife out, you pull a baseball bat out, you come at me. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to say hands up. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to say talk to the 45 round APC. Talk to the 357 hollow point. It's just that simple. I am not gelded. I am not a slave. I am a free man. And the symbol of that, the ultimate crown of freedom, is the two things. Free speech, that I will speak my mind. And the Second Amendment, I am armed. I'm just like a porcupine. Why do you think the Revolutionary flag out of South Carolina was a snake? A rattlesnake. And it says, don't tread on me. I got a rattle. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm rattling my tail. Do not mess with me. Do not play games with me. You see that rattle I got up in the air? I'm letting you know. And everybody's letting the New World Order know, and they can't stand it. They are so outraged. You know, on the floor of the House back in the 90s, this was picked up by national television, Sarah Brady got up on the floor, gave her speech. She was an invited speaker, and then turned while the microphone was still on and said, we're only going to have a socialist America once the people are disarmed so we can carry out our operation. When they say socialist America, they mean taking all your wealth and everything, your ideas, your labor, and stealing it for themselves. They know. You know, they got a bunch of gun control minions who were brought up in cities, never around firearms, scared of them, superstitious of them, in citizens' hands, not in the police hands. They love that. They just love bowing down to it. They've got a bunch of useful idiots that don't know. But the controllers, the pushers of this, they are predatory. They know. And the same banks that funded Hitler, the same banks that funded Lenin and Stalin and funded Mao publicly, it's all declassified that the U.S. government and the British government financed it all to do their dirty work, to kill Christians, to kill conservatives, to kill landowners, to kill the middle class. They want to do it here. And make no mistake, that's their instinct, that's their drive, that's their MO. And absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, it warms my heart to know that the gun sales haven't slowed. The all-time record when Obama got elected, it's only intensified. And he comes out and says, don't worry, I don't want to ban all your guns, just sensible restrictions. Like Chicago and D.C., total ban. I mean, you can go if you know the sheriff or kiss the hind end of the bureaucrats and make $20,000-$30,000 in donations to them. That's come out in New York City. Then maybe you get a concealed carry. And it turned out only rich mafia had concealed carry. Because they can make $20,000-$30,000 donations a year to campaigns. Sure enough, their concealed carry comes through. See, first New York, what, 30, 40 years ago, turned a right into a privilege, said you got to have a permit, but you know it's only $5. And then, oh, now it's $100. And, oh, now we just don't issue those. And then suddenly the cops became corrupt and arrogant and abusive, and crime exploded. And you notice in the L.A. riots, as the inner city population was burning down the city, the only areas that didn't get burned were the Korean areas because they didn't care. They didn't care what the establishment said. They were going to go up on top of their houses, on top of their businesses, and they were going to defend themselves. You notice the cops stood back. They stood down. They're not going to really put themselves in harm's way when there's a real crisis. In fact, take New Orleans. The FEMA jammed the police communications, made them stand down, came in and cut the police communication lines because they wanted to be able to bring troops in and set the precedent. And then 5 days later, they didn't bring food and water. The troops commanded by the FBI in big flatbed trucks came in and went into the high and dry areas to loot the homes and steal people's guns and jewels in front of everyone. And they'd go into those high and dry homes with generators and food and power, and they'd sit there and line them up with their hands up and put handcuffs on them and ship them out to the sports dome and confiscate their guns. And now cops have been caught, and the feds have been caught selling those weapons all over the country. The government is criminal and bankrupt and reprobate, and there's no denying that. Look, I'm already getting into my rant about the economy. I haven't even gotten to my rant yet about the economy, and I want to get into that later. I'm getting into the Second Amendment and playing some of these amazing clips. So, Israeli Air Force steps up Gaza Strip airstrikes. Israel is moving more troops up to the border, and basically, well, they're saying they may invade. It's probable that they're going to invade with, quote, ground incursions. And then I have this disinfo that's being put out that the U.S. or Israel will be nuked on the 21st or 22nd. You've got to watch these dates that are put out. Now, I have noticed that the 10 richest billionaires in Israel sold their houses in the last year and left. Left Tel Aviv, left Jerusalem. So that does say something. But you can't put a date on it. And I meant to earlier comment on this. It came out, 5 years ago, Ari Fleischer had to admit, when I was press secretary at the time, that the White House was putting out fake terror alerts every time they had a political scandal as a way to get people to rally around them and feel like that they were their saviors and basically cower. And so the feds constantly put out, they'll say, very credible, specific threat. You know, there's going to be attacks every holiday, every Christmas, every New Year's, every holiday when they know people are at home watching TV, they want to dominate everybody's senses when people aren't in the rat race, when people aren't not really paying attention, when people aren't reflective. The globalist engineers want to come in and get in everybody's face and say, credible threats on subways and buses and highways and schools. Al-Qaeda is going to hit. And Dick Cheney, remember right before the 2004 election, came out and said, you know, we will be hit by nukes in U.S. News and World Report. It's going to happen. And then a week later, they go, oh, it actually wasn't a substantiated, credible report. Then it turns out they were fake reports. Well, the same thing. They said the army will be out in Times Square and other major cities, but in New York. So, again, they hog all the attention. Everybody's watching the ball come down. I forgot to do it. I was busy researching. Did somebody take that? Because I was told, I saw it in the news, in the Associated Press. I saw photos of it. Well, did somebody video that? Can somebody mail that to us? Quick, because I want to put a clip of it in the new Obama film, with the troops all grandstanding. You know, it's all about them. It's all about, we're in America. We're your saviors. Get used to us searching people's bags in Times Square. Everybody gets searched. Don't feel bad. You're all slaves. Al-Qaeda is going to strike, just like Mumbai, just like India. You know, they're going to hit. Turns out, of course, they didn't hit. But it's all part of hogging the spotlight, always encroaching on your psyche at every major event. Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, the Super Bowl, the Kentucky Derby, top boxing matches, anywhere they know tens of millions of people are tuned in, NASCAR, they've got a grandstand, they've got to sit in everybody's face, and flaunt all of this conditioning. And I told you it was all conditioning for troops to go on the streets nationwide because the government admitted that. Now they're openly saying, oh, yeah, we're going to use the army against the American people during unrest. It has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. But see, they told you it was always about Al-Qaeda, but then they conditioned you at the college, even college football games, we have video and photos, to martial law. That made back in 2005. Searching three-year-olds' purses. And then it wasn't just football games. Then it was Bayfest in Alabama. And the whole city center. Oh, the Army's here. They're going to search your bags. So they're always grandstanding, getting in your face. Coming up, The Economist, one of the most respected financial publications, says U.S. in depression, not recession. And, the economy is just... In the past, we put out an application for jobs and get 10 or 15. We've gotten about 200 for each position.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. You found it? The InfoWar. Then I come back with an abbreviated transmission coming up this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The websites are truthnews.us, jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.tv. Okay, we got Bob Chapman coming up in about 5 minutes. We'll have open phones on the economy, on the police state, on martial law, on what you think's coming up in the next year. How are the feds going to stage mass shootings? Well, like the other cases, it'll be the sons of former top Air Force psychiatrist in mind control programs. They'll be, you know, it'll be children that grew up on military bases. They would have been in psychiatric care. And then, you know, the schools will stand down. Half the school won't be there that day because the insiders will warn all their children. The police will stand down, be ordered to stand down while the PSYOP, while the mass shooting goes on. So they're going to stage some of those, and I think it's going to be big. I'm predicting that in the first year of Obama, they're going to stage some big mass shootings. And it's going to be really obvious because they're going to want graphic video. They're going to release the surveillance video of, you know, children having their heads blown off. You know, it could be in a fast food restaurant, too. That's one of their favorites. Or an amusement park. But, of course, then there's not just the programming, grabbing people, drugging them, shock therapy. You know, that's all declassified for mind control. Oh, yeah, on record, it's not just Hollywood movies. Just Google CIA mind control, Dr. Ewing Cameron, or any of those, you'll find it. The culture itself is under mind control. Just the violence on television, the culture, the video games, the conditioning, and all the studies show it destroys the inhibition to taking life, to killing people, to simulate murdering thousands of people every day playing these shoot 'em up games, to then watch all these slasher films. I mean, the television is a mind control instrument. The flicker rate is Pentagon designed and fine tuned. So the culture itself, also, the feds stage a few mass shootings, then they advertise it, and then copycats who were always hopped up on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, are always on Prozac class of drugs, which they know causes psychopathic breaks. That was in its own trials in the 80s. Now on the inserts of all those drugs by law, we push for that. It's in their mind that that's what they do. Well, you know, my wife's divorcing me. She's over there having a Christmas party. I'm a defense contractor. It's always defense contractors because they're in a culture of evil. I'll just dress up like Santa Claus and go in and shoot 9 people and burn the place down and kill myself. See, I don't think that's mind control, direct mind control, though they always seem to be defense related. That is a copycat because it's advertised. I mean, they've done federal studies. When they started the federal death education, which actually teaches you about suicide and how to commit suicide, very sick. Again, the schools are re-education camps. Teachers don't even know this. They've been more re-educated in their continuing education than anybody else. And they're given a false reason while they do it when there's a real reason. And Columbine was the first school in the nation in 1990, according to 2020, because they had deaths and suicides there before the mass shootings. Record suicides at Columbine because it was a particular, you know, military-base-run brainwashing camp. They would have the children get in coffins, claustrophobic, teach them how to commit suicide, teach them how to hang themselves. Like, little girls get depressed, and this is how they hang themselves. It's so easy. Don't ever put it around your neck and tie the rope to the bathroom stall. And the little girls think, oh, I'm depressed. I'm going into puberty. I need to commit suicide, and then suicide explodes. And then there's even more suicide education, and the suicide even increases. We've got to put more people on Ritalin and Prozac that makes them commit suicide even more to stop the suicide.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.